Devotional. We're going to look at the daily devotional right now. And we're looking at Psalm 103 and verse 13. Now, I've said this earlier. We're going to be on 13, on verse 13, for the next 13 sessions, the next 13 programs, as we look at exactly what the Lord is saying. And we're going to call this series The Father's Heart, parts 1 through 13, and this is part 1. So if you've got a pen and paper, I would love you to write down that. The Father's Heart, part 1. It says this: the Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. Already, as I've said, we are looking into the Father's heart. We're understanding, or trying to understand, the Father heart of God. And to do that, I want to bring you a series with titles. I don't usually do that, but this time I want to do a series with titles. And we're looking at the Father's heart. And today I want to look at what the Father's heart isn't. Do you hear what I'm saying here? I want to say what the Father's heart isn't. And I'm going to make some statements to you, and I'm going to tell you what I believe the Father's heart isn't. And I'm praying in Jesus' name that these words resonate with you in some way. So let's start then with what it isn't. First of all, the Father's heart isn't about attending church. It's not about going each and every Sunday to church, to sit in your pew. When I was in the United States, I went into a church bringing a word, and I actually overheard someone say, "Okay, this is my seat." I actually heard someone saying those words, "This is my seat. I sit here each and every Sunday. This is my seat." Really? There isn't a seat that belongs to anybody. Do we now want to go into church and have our names written on the back of the seats so that we know that that is where we sit? That's not what God is. That's not what his heart's all about. It's nothing to do with attending church. Beloved, I know many, many people who attend meetings, but they certainly don't go to church. They certainly would never say that they were religious, and I would be the first to put my hand up and say, "Do you know what, beloved? I am not religious at all." And I can tell you this, I am pretty sure as I scour through the scripture that Jesus Christ was not religious at all either. In fact, look at what he did when he came across religious people, the scribes and the Pharisees. Look at what he said to them. It's not about attending church, beloved. I'll tell you something else that the Father heart of God is not. It's not about giving money. It's nothing to do with giving money each and every week. Oh, look at what I've given. You see, this is my place in the church. I sit right here, and you know how much I give each and every week. I'll tell you this, I'm the one who keeps this church going. If I were to leave this church, oh dear, this church would fall to pieces. Really? To be honest, I would suggest you leave. Now. It's not about giving money. Giving money to church, giving your tithe, etc., is really important. Of course it is. But it's not about how much you give. It's the way you give it. And if the Lord is calling you to give a large donation to someone, to a church, to a ministry, then give it with a glad and happy heart. Let me tell you, we were sitting around a table talking about starting Worship Radio 247, me and my team. And it was a pipe dream. We were saying, "Listen, I think we should do this. I think we should start Worship Radio 247, and I believe the Lord is telling us to do this. And as we discussed it and we worked out how much it would cost and if we could do it, about 30 minutes later, a phone call came in. And only about 5 minutes before that, I'd said to Martin, what do you think it's going to cost? And he said, I think it's going to cost this much. From what I can see, from what the equipment we've already got and what we need, it's going to cost about this much. And as I say, a few moments later, the phone rang. And it was a guy called Alwyn. And he won't mind me using his name. I won't say any more than that. And he said to me, I am so blessed by your ministry on television and what I've heard on radio. I feel the Lord is saying to me to give you a donation. And I said, that's wonderful, thank you so much, thinking it was going to be a few pounds. And when he told me how much he was going to donate, I just said, glory to God, because that was the amount of money that we needed to start Worship Radio 247, and that's why Worship Radio 247 right now is in operation. It's working now. Because of that man's obedience. But it's not about giving money. It's not about being good. It is not about being good. Oh, I'm going to try my hardest to be good this week. Why are you trying to be good? Why are you not striving to be holy, set apart for the Lord? That's what he wants. He wants to be a father to his children, and he wants you to be set apart for him. Be set apart for him, beloved. It's not about being good. It's certainly not about being religious. Oh, do you know what? Last Sunday, you should have heard me in church. My goodness me. I stood up and I prayed. It was a long prayer. So spiritual. So wonderful. That's being religious. Do you know what? If you have an opportunity to stand up and pray, if you were to stand up in church and pray and just say these words, Heavenly Father, I just want to declare that I am so in love with you. And I worship you. And I adore you. Amen. Now that's a powerful prayer. It's not about being condemning, condescending, or arrogant about one's faith. It's not about those things. Condemning comes from Satan, we know that. Now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 and verse 1. It's not about being condescending or being arrogant, as we know. I've talked about arrogance before. Being puffed up and proud and arrogant and condescending about your faith, that's not the Father heart of God. It's not about religious activity, beloved. It's got nothing to do with religious activity or service or lifestyle, if you will. It's nothing to do with those things. Those things all belong in a nightclub, as far as I'm concerned. They don't belong in the presence of Almighty God, for we are humbled before the Lord God Almighty. And we pray in Jesus' name that as we worship, we are worthy in his sight. We are worthy in the name of the Lord to worship him in spirit and in truth. And it's not about the service that you give. It's not about the way you preach. It's not about the way that you play in the worship team. And I'm going to be telling you over the next 12 sessions what it is. So we can tap into the Father heart of God a little bit more pertinently, so that we can understand the Father's heart just a little more. And we can be humble before Him, and we can adore Him, and we can love Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Let's therefore humble ourselves before Him as we worship. As we worship in spirit and in truth. And if you love the Lord's Prayer as I do, then you're going to love this song from Don Moen, because it goes like this. Wondrous. This is Don Moen's version of the Lord's Prayer. It's simply called Our Father.